Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5378. Baruch Hashem, the 17th of Nisan, Tavshin Yuzayim, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to Rabbi Goin with many activities, a lot of various different. The Rebbe writes to him, Shalom Uvracha. After a great, long, lengthy interruption, it was pleasant to me to receive regards from what's going on with your honor through Harav HaChassid, Rabbi Chaim Mordechai Isaac Sheyichia Chadakov. That's the Rebbe's secretary. And to find out that Baruch Hashem, that you had returned to your strength, and that you continue with your activities to strengthening Yiddishkeit and disseminating, spreading it out, both in writing and orally. And the Rebbe says, for sure, somebody in your caliber, I don't have to point out, I want to encourage you about not compromises in Yiddishkeit, about negating compromises. I'm not talking, the Rebbe says, not only not negating, not to compromise for the fulfillment of mitzvahs, actually mitzvahs, to make compromises there, but that's obvious. I'm even talking about compromising in views, in the Torah views. Even the Rebbe says not to compromise how to explain different matters. Some people say that science contradicts the view of Torah. So, which means some people, religious people, they're trying to explain how the science seems to contradict the Torah view, and they're trying to explain, and the argument is that you have to go along with this line because that's the only way that we can able to get the youth. They believe in science and the conclusions of the science, and therefore we have to go along and compromise on ideas, how, for example, how long the world exists, or in many different areas. Rebbe will mention soon. But the Rebbe says we see that this view has had devastating consequences. Many people have been lost. Rabim Chalolim Hipila. This is done not well, this philosophy. Not only did it cause that the views of these people and false views that it's caused, the Rebbe calls it Chalolim, which is Rabim Chalolim Hipila, which means it's caused spiritual death. But the Rebbe says this also brought to weaknesses in doing mitzvahs. And certainly not have self-sacrifice for doing mitzvahs. So, the Rebbe says, specifically, at this point, our generation, which is an orphan generation, we were able to get an additional enlightenment, a light, and that is that even the scientists, the people of science, agree that all of their conclusions, or all conclusions of the science, are just an estimation. They call it a hypothesis. It's all nothing, it's not a certainty. And they agree also that if you have a hypothesis, you cannot challenge a certainty. In other words, if you know something for sure, you can't challenge that with a idea, with a possibility. That means that they themselves, the scientists themselves, agree that it is merely a hypothesis on a view which is its aspect is certainty. Like all matters of belief and religion, this is not a hypothesis, not a speculation. We believe, and religion, that's a fact. So you can't come and challenge something which is a fact with something that you thinking that is maybe. And the Rebbe says it's specifically in Europe, which he was, this doctor, this, what's his name, this Rabbi Volgemuth, he was in Zurich. So the Rebbe says, especially in Zurich, or especially in Europe, the Rebbe says, we need to be very careful from these kinds of compromises. The Rebbe said there was a tremendous destruction that the view of the apologist, Ha'apologatka, they call it the apologetic kind of view. And the Rebbe says, for example, it says like it's known the very explanation in to explain how long the world exists, view of how evolution, etc. So the Rebbe says, you know, there is an expression in the Talmud, "Mineyu be'aba lishdi be'narga," that the axe that cuts down the tree comes from the forest. You take the handle of the axe, so you got to chop it down from within itself. So basically, the Rebbe says, since your writing and your pen is in the language in which they spread, as since it is in that language, I think in German, that they had spread this view, and you recognize the characteristic, and you are in a country which is soaked up with Jewish wisdom. So the Rebbe said a lot of wisdom. Zurich is a big Jewish religious community also. So that's an additional merit for you to begin the correction of these wrongs and the lackings to the extent possible. And Rebbe blessed him to be successful. I guess because he was a writer and apparently was a big scholar as well, Rebbe first him as a Rav HaGaon, and the Rebbe says that he should continue especially teaching in a non-compromising way and not to try to fit in Yiddishkeit or to be apologetic about the Torah view. And the Rebbe says you can be very strong, and the Rebbe says you come from the area in which they spread this falsehood in that language with those characteristics, but you can sort of correct this somewhat by, as the Rebbe says, from that language themselves to try to rectify to the extent possible. The Rebbe blesses him for success to write and to spread true Yiddishkeit and the Yiddish point of view. The Rebbe also attached there the letter for Pesach, which certainly the Rebbe says will interest your honor, with the blessing of the Yom Tov. And the Rebbe says because of the sanctity of the holiday, the Rebbe did not sign it, and he is signing in his name. So
this is the first time we've had a letter ahead of our date in a long time.